From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Alan Young. A decade ago, the California legislature banned single-use plastic bags. At the grocery stores and the department stores, they started selling these heavy-duty plastic bags. But those bags also ended up in the landfill, not to mention the streams, the oceans, and even our bodies as microplastics. 10 years after the ban on plastic bags, plastic bag waste actually jumped by nearly 50%. This year, lawmakers fixed that glitch, and now all the plastic bags, the flimsy ones and those heavier heavy-duty ones, will be going out of circulation. Today we have Zoe Heller, director of CalRecycle, the state agency that oversees recycling. She's here to help us understand how this even happened with all the wasted plastic bags, and to give helpful reminders as to what can and cannot go into those blue recycling bins. Zoe, it's great to meet you.
Great to meet you. Thanks so much for having me today.
A decade ago, after they banned single-use plastic bags, I think many of us started paying the 10 cents at the grocery store for the reusable plastic bags. You use the bag as long as it lasts and then drop it in the trash. Some people, and I confess, this was me, were putting them in the recycling bin. Can you help us understand the voyage of this heavy-duty plastic bag after it gets picked up by, we'll start with the recycling truck, where does it go?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when the recycling truck picks up our recyclable bin, often our blue bin, it'll take it to a material recovery facility. And the material recovery facility will sort out the valuable materials and bale them to sell them to be made into new products. Certain materials are more recyclable than others and hold higher value, so will likely become new products, and others don't. So those may get sorted out and sent to landfill or exported to other countries for processing.
So wait, some bags are recycled and some not? Or where did those heavy ones that we get in the grocery store, like, are they all moved into one spot?
Some are recycled and some not. You hit it on the head. There is some processing, but not much for that material type, and others are often destined for landfill.
Does that depend on where, what jurisdiction it's in, or how the dirtiness of the bag? What's the metric?
Yeah, in California, as you know, we have hundreds of cities and counties, and each of those cities and counties have their own programs as to what they accept. And those plastic bags are accepted in some of those cities and counties because those counties have identified markets for where those materials could go and get recycled. Unfortunately, with this material, there just isn't a lot of demand and there isn't a lot of markets for it. So those thick plastic bags often end up disposed of.
Do we have a sense of how many, like some percentage of the thick plastic bags, how many just end up in the landfill or in the ocean?
Yeah, while we don't have specifics on the thick plastic bags, we do have data on plastic bags. Every few years, CalRecycle does a waste characterization study where they look at what's ending up in landfill. And what we found in our 2018 waste characterization study was there was about 130,000 tons of plastic bags. 2021, that number jumped by 100,000 tons up to over 230,000 tons of plastic bags. So we've seen the amount of plastic bags going to landfill increase significantly.
So is that because I've read that China's no longer taking our plastic bags, and other countries, they're just our plastics in general, they were accepting it and then not? Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's absolutely part of the issue, is that many of the places that we were exporting materials to get recycled to no longer wanted them because they didn't actually have markets to recycle them. So we're seeing more end up in California, which in my mind is ultimately a good thing because we can make sure that those materials are properly handled and not contributing to pollution or other issues overseas.
Well, let's talk about the pollution aspect here domestically. Can you generally tell our listeners the problems with the heavy-duty plastic bags for the planet and for our own bodies? Let's start with the planet.
Sure. You know, the main intention behind these bags was for them to be reusable. But to the point that you made, not everybody was bringing them back to the grocery store to reuse again. So they become a waste. And one of the things that we know is that there's a significant increase in plastic waste that we're seeing in California and beyond. And also the stat that only about 9% of plastic gets recycled. So it's an impact to our environment. It's an impact to, and then, you know, all of the environmental costs associated with having to generate that plastic too. So looking for alternatives is a great solution there.
Okay. And let's talk about the body. Now, I know you're not a biologist, but what can you generally tell us about microplastics and the stuff getting inside us?
Yeah, there's a lot of emerging research out there that is showing that it is a significant issue. So once again, points to the need for us to cut plastics wherever we can, generate less altogether, and look for other solutions.
Lawmakers did the original plastic bag ban a decade ago. Why do you think it took 10 years to fix the problem?
You know, we needed to see how it would play out. And what we've seen is exactly what you've said. There's been an increase in plastics going to landfill, plastic bags going to landfill. And there's, you know, consumers are demanding something different as well. They're seeing this issue too. So now we're at a place where we can no longer generate this amount of plastic bags. The best solution is always reuse, so bringing in those reusable bags when possible, but also switching over to the paper bags that will require recycled content so that we have less of an impact on the environment and our bodies overall.
And then just to be clear, for the heavy plastic bags that we've been using that are still in circulation, when I'm done with those, should I go in the trash or the recycling bin?
Well, you should use them again if you can.
I'll use it as much as I can, but when it gets dirty or gross, what?
Yeah, it's a great question. And once again, this is determined city by city, county by county in California, whether or not those cities and counties will accept those plastic bags. So CalRecycle has a website, irecyclesmart.com, where there's a link to every program within the state of California. And you can go to that website to say, should this go in the trash or should it go in my recycling bin?
So may it be different for different parts of the city or Sacramento versus some of our neighboring cities? Like it's just different everywhere?
It'll be different. It could be different city by city. It's consistent within the city or city boundaries, sometimes the county boundaries, but it can vary city by city.
Is CalRecycle the entity that's responsible for helping Californians understand what can and cannot be recycled?
We certainly do that in partnership with the cities and counties in California. Because there is that local control of those systems, those cities and counties really dictate what they'll accept based on, once again, whether or not there's markets for those materials. So through our irecyclesmart.com website, we can amplify those websites so that people know where to put their various containers.
Gotcha. And how would you characterize the challenge of getting this information out to people about what cannot be recycled? I mean, I don't know that I've seen like mailers and stuff, commercials, but I'm not really looking for it. Is that difficult to get the information out to the public about what goes in recycling versus trash?
Yeah. And, you know, we're looking towards more solutions so that there can be more clarity in that. We're hearing Californians asking for it. And we're also implementing a number of new programs that should help simplify that for Californians. For example, our diversion of food waste and yard waste from landfill law requires that material to be source separated. So that will go into a green bin or an organics bin. And that's easy if it's consistent statewide. We also have a packaging bill that holds producers responsible for the plastic packaging that they're producing and selling into the state, which should provide more clarification as to what's actually recyclable and compostable that's coming into California. So A, we have to amplify it, and B, building in some consistency through implementation of the laws in California.
And I'm hearing that it's just difficult to, like, you can't just put this on a billboard because it may be different. You know, if you put it on the 80, you don't know where that person's living, and you don't know what the rules are going to be in their town.
That's right. So that's the importance of going to the local resources to identify, you know, what is recyclable, what can I put in my bin? And then there's some items that we know are recyclable pretty much across the board.
Well, we'll get to that. That's
okay.
That's a plan. We got some fun there. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with CalRecycle Director Zoe Hiller about the plastic bag ban and what should actually go in the recycling bin. So I want to touch on the Attorney General's new case against ExxonMobil, and we're bringing this up just to illustrate a greater problem. I understand that you cannot personally comment on the case, but the core issue is that ExxonMobil was allegedly promoting its plastic products as recyclable when they're not. So many people place plastics like soda bottles or ketchup bottles in the recycling bin. Can we talk generally about the bottle phenomenon? How often are these plastics actually being recycled?
It really depends, and we don't have great data on this right now. But what's exciting is we're developing the rules right now for a law that came into effect a couple years back that requires producers to have responsibility for the recyclability, essentially compostability, reusability of the plastic packages in the food service ware that they're selling into the state of California. So what this then does is gives us more confidence in the system. Some of the requirements of that law is by 2032 that all packages that are sold into the state of California are recyclable, reusable, or compostable. And what that means is that that's actually what happens to them. So the rules that we're developing provides a system that will demonstrate that those materials will make it to their next life. So that will give Californians more faith in the system, and will also provide clarity as to what to do with those packages and products at the end of their life.
It sounds like we're getting some clarity and we're getting some rules around this, which was one of my questions. Is for years, the plastic industry claimed that if enough people recycled plastic, it would push the government to cover the costs, right? And the state is now suing a producer of plastic. I'm curious what the government's role is when it comes to stopping harmful corporate practices. If plastic bags and containers are the issue, why can't state legislatures or Congress just outright ban them or just allow the ones that can be easily recycled?
Yeah, and that is what this law really, this producer responsibility law really pushes the state towards, is that producer responsibility for the materials that are being sold into the state. And, you know, one thing that I didn't mention, which is most important as we're talking about the issue with plastics and plastic pollution, is that this law requires a 20% reduction of the amount of plastic products sold into the state from a 2024 level by 2032. So what that means is these producers that are generating plastic products are going to have to reduce the amount of plastic by either going to reusable systems, going to other types of packaging, whether it's fiber or aluminum, but really looking to reduce that amount of plastic, which is critically important.
Great. Well, thank you. Well, we want to end on a high note. We actually thought of closing with a game we're calling Where Does It Go?
Okay. Fine.
So here are the rules. I'm going to list household items that people may not know what to do with, and you can answer compost, recycling, or trash. And I guess if it depends, if it's one of these in-betweeners, just kind of say what is generally done, if that's okay. Maybe give a couple seconds after I read each one so our listeners can play along.
Okay. You got it.
All right,
yeah.
Ready? Okay. Paper towels.
Most often, green bin, organics. Okay. Sorry, compost.
Okay, compost. Yeah. Okay. Garden hoses.
Trash.
Pizza boxes.
Depends. So either trash or compost. If you've got grease on it, compost. If not, if it's clean, it can go to recycling.
And I read somewhere that sometimes they have that perforated top, so if it's clean, you can rip the top off.
Yep.
And that goes recycling?
That's right.
Okay, and then the rest goes compost or trash?
If it's got grease on it, it can go to compost.
Okay. Electrical extension cords.
Depends.
Okay.
Yeah. That's one that you want to check with your local program.
Plastic utensils.
Most commonly trash.
Aluminum cans.
To a redemption center or recycling.
Tea bags.
Compost as long as it doesn't have plastics associated with it.
Okay. Tissues. Kind of gross, but tissues that have been used that you blew your nose with.
Trash.
Plastic bottles.
Recycling or redemption center.
Single serve coffee pods.
Some have take-back programs, most don't, so that would be trash.
Glass cookware like Pyrex.
Reuse if you can. If it's broken, trash.
Okay, here's one that we've seen. Dog poop in a green compost bag.
Always trash.
I've seen that mistake made. I don't have a dog, but I've seen people toss that one in my compost. All right, receipts made on that flimsy thermal paper.
Trash.
Light bulbs.
Depends. Mostly you'd want to find your household hazardous waste collection point in your community.
Okay. Window glass and mirrors, if those are go the same place.
Depends, but mostly trash.
Wine corks.
If they're all organic, they can go to compost, but I recommend upcycling them and making cool things out of them.
Okay, great. And finally, egg cartons.
Either recycle or compost.
So is that's the styrofoam, trash, and then cardboard?
Styrofoam, trash, cardboard, compost, plastic, recycle.
Okay. That's the game. Thanks for playing with us.
Thank you.
Director Heller, this has been really helpful. Thank you so much for coming on.
Of course.
Zoe Heller is the director of CalRecycle, and she's been giving us an update on recycling. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Alan Young.